When was the last time, as a website owner, you sat down and thought strategically about the future of your website? So easy to go from one thing to another, one crisis to another, one new piece of content that needs to go online to another, without ever sitting down and thinking, hey, and giving yourself time to think, where am I going to go? What could I do with this site? What's the next step? And to... I'm going to say it, to think outside of the box, to think outside of the constraints we put on ourselves. So often we think, well, we can't do that, or that's not possible, or I'll never get that path. Every once in a while, you need to throw off those constraints and say, hey, if I had limitless money and I had nobody objecting, what would I do with this site? And just to dream a dream a little bit and to fantasize about what your site could become and where it could go. And I think the same kind of thing applies if you're a freelancer as well with your business. You know, where should I be going next? What should I do? What would I want to do? We get so caught up with the mundane of the day-to-day stuff that we don't often stop and have a moment to take a broader perspective on things and to kind of ask fairly fundamental questions about the direction that we're going in. And I've been doing that, I've just had a bit of time just recently that's given me an opportunity to sit down and actually think about what I'm doing and where I'm going and what my plans are for my website. And indeed in my career and with Headscape and Bioguild and everything else. And when you do that, it really excites you again and gives you a new enthusiasm and passion because you're not just plugging away at the mundane. So I'd encourage you to do that over the next few weeks.